Coach, we made it to the end of the draft. How do you think things fell? I know on day one you said that you were fortunate to get Bradley Chubb. Day two, you felt good that the guys that you wanted were there. When it all ended, how did you feel about that final day?
Well, I feel great about our entire draft. You know, it feels good when you have a plan for every guy you picked, and that's really rare. You know, after you get through the first two or three rounds, you have to have a great feel for the guys. You know, and John and his staff did a great job of knowing the people and the player, you know, so we can make good choices there. But, you know, we have a great plan football-wise, you know, for every player that we pick, and that's a great feeling.
When you saw, I asked you on the second day, when you saw guys like Royce Freeman fall to you, you were very happy. How did you feel about seeing Josie Jewell there and right. Deshaun Hamilton and Trey Fumagalli? When you see those guys, you got to think, man, our luck is too, it can't be this good.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's about fit, mm-hmm. You know, and certain football players fit certain schemes, you know, so those players fit our scheme. You know, and again, great people, great leaders, you know, and to have a chance to acquire players like that with great character, that builds the core and the culture of your football team that lasts throughout good and bad times. So that was also an important deal for us this year.
Congrats. Yeah, we're all excited about it. We're excited to add to our roster.
You talked about it. Great people in this rookie class. How much can rookies, I know they're only first-year players, but how much can rookies change a culture as far as taking on more of a role as far as character and leadership?
Well, what you want your rookies to be, first off, is great followers. You know, we have great leaders in our locker room, and we have a winning culture here with the Broncos. So you want rookies to come in and work hard, okay, and follow the right guys, you know, and to continue to build your culture and not sour it. So, you know, we pick these guys because they're great players, first of all, but also great people that's come from great football schools, you know, that are used to winning football games, that are used to working at a, you know, at the right rate, you know. So that's important also, to pick the right people. So when you do bring them into your culture, okay, it continues to run smoothly.
When you look at the Broncos roster, the history, the tradition, you mentioned it, late round picks and CFAs have flourished within that right. tradition and that history. It's not about, you know, where you're drafted, it's about where you finish. How important is that going to be for these guys in this class, those CFAs and those late round guys, to kind of take on that mantra?
That's huge. You know, we had three or four guys play last year, you know, and obviously the history of what John's done here with free agency has been amazing. I mean, they've turned to being Pro Bowl players. So that history allows us to go out and recruit guys and to give them the background of what we've done with free agency here. But again, if you're drafting players, if you acquire them in free agency, if they're part of your football team, you have to have a plan for them, and we do.
Coach, season's going to be here before we know it.
You know it,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thank you. All right.